Hi, this is Dave Kale. I want to talk to you today about one of the emerging new rules for sales, and that's what I call the value-added sales call. See if this doesn't sound familiar. Quote, "My customers seem to have less time available for me than ever before. They're harder to see, and when I do get in front of them, they often seem rushed or preoccupied. What can I do about this?" That's a quote I hear in various words. I hear the same thing over and over again. Probably sounds familiar to you. I'm sure you've run into it. I'm sure you've run it through your mind, several times. So it may be a problem. Maybe the problem is you. You may be irritating and abrasive, and over time, your customers may have decided that they don't want you around. But that's probably not the case. It's probably not you. It's probably your customer. No matter what you sell, it's likely that your customer has more to do and less time to do it than ever before. Your customer's lack of time is a relatively recent phenomenon. It wasn't much of an issue, say, 15 years ago, but it's become universal and it's growing in intensity every day. Your customer is overworked and pressed for time. And as a result, there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done. Some things have to go. And a long, leisurely conversation with the salesperson, about the football game and their family, that's often one of those things that goes. Now, I believe that we're at the beginning of a new trend that really has awesome implications for salespeople. It used to be that being viewed as a value-added vendor was a desirable position to occupy in the customer's mind. That meant that the product or service you represented brought your customer more value for the money than the offerings of your competitors. You were the value-added guy. It's why they did business with you. But notice that the focus was on the product or service you represented. The process involved, the sales call you made on the customer and the discussions you had with him or her, the process, were viewed as a means to an end. So it was what both of you did in order to come to the exchange of money for your value-added offerings. Those were the rules, and customers and salespeople understood them. Now, these rules of sales interactions are deeply ingrained, so deeply, in fact, that many of us cannot conceive of the profession of sales being done any other way. It's what we know. It's how we made our living. But the rules are changing, and we're at the start of a new paradigm for the field salesperson. The new paradigm is this, quote, "Today, not only must the product or service bring value to the customer, but also the time you spend with the customer must be of value to him or her." Let me repeat it because I want you to get it. Today, not only must the product or service bring value to the customer, but the time you spend with the customer, that time must also be of value to him or her. In other words, the sales process itself must bring value to your customer. Your customer must gain something from every sales call. He or she must see a reason for spending time with you. There's got to be a payback for his investment of time. Now, of course, you have your agenda and you have your objectives for the sales call. You know what value you want to gain from the meeting with your customer. But what about your customer? What is he going to gain from investing that precious 30 or 45 minutes with you? In today's time-compressed and overwhelming world, your sales call must bring the customer some value. Now, here's a way to visualize this rule. I love this image. Suppose you make a routine sales call on a regular customer. And at the end of the call, as you're walking out the door, you stop and say, "Oh, gee, wait, I'm sorry, you forgot." You reach in your back pocket and you pull out a pad of invoices. And you write out an invoice and hand it to them. Say, "Okay, John, that'll be $150. For my time." In other words, you charge him for the value he received by talking with you. Would he pay your bill? Would he have derived enough value from the time he spent with you so that he would gladly pay you for it? Okay, you know, the illustration may seem a bit over the edge. Most industries are not at that point yet. They'll charge for sales calls, but, you know, in this information-rich, too-many-things-to-do world in which you and your customers live, time is more precious than money. And when you ask for your customer's time, you're asking for something very limited and very precious. If you take 30 minutes of his day, he has invested 6.25% of his workday in you. Now, he has 1,000 other things he could have done in that time. What did he get for that investment with you? Why would he continue to do it? See, the point is this. If you're going to be successful in the information age economy, you must focus on bringing something of value to your customers every time you ask them to invest their time in you. You must view every sales call through the perspective of the value you can bring to your customers. A sales call is no longer just about the objectives you want to achieve. It's also about the objective your customer wants to achieve. It's as if you present that $150 invoice at the end of every sales call and expect to be paid. So how can you adjust? I mean, here's some proven practices that will help you make this transition. Number one, understand your customer's situation as thoroughly as possible before you take his time. Now, your customer expects you to know something about his business, his customers, his processes, his problems before you visit. That means you must spend more time before a sales call gathering information about that customer. Review the customer's website and gather useful information from it. Call and ask the receptionist to send you a company brochure. Ask around your company, see what other colleagues might know about the account. If you don't know what the customer is qualified, if you don't know if the customer is qualified and worth your time, you will be wasting his time as well as yours. Number two, think about the sales call from the customer's perspective. Put yourself in the shoes of that customer. What else does he or she have to do other than talk to you? What problems is he facing? What opportunities does he have? How can you bring him or her something that will simplify his job or help him overcome his problems or reduce the time he spends on your project? You know, there's a simple little technique that makes a huge difference in your performance. Before every sales call, stop and think about this question. What will the customer gain from the time he or she spends with me? Now, if you cannot articulate some gain for the customer, I would seriously question whether you ought to be making that sales call. Number three, prepare something of value for every sales call. Now, this is a long-range strategy. As you consistently hold to this strategy over time, you'll build up a certain expectation in the customer's mind. You'll gain a reputation. Now, don't expect an immediate payback from this strategy, but nonetheless, stick to it for the long haul. Try to bring something to every sales call that your customer would think is valuable. This can, of course, be your latest and greatest product or service, providing it really would help them. Or it may be an idea that you found for maybe a way to change their processes, or maybe it's a new way to implement something they have purchased from you in the past. Maybe it's a copy of an article that you thought might help them. It can even be a good question you share with them to get them thinking about their business in a different way. After a few of these kinds of sales calls, your customer will come to respect you and look forward to your calls, knowing that you're not there just to work some agenda of yours, but rather he'll come to expect to gain something from your sales call. You'll find it easier to make appointments and get time with your customers when you've built in them the expectation that the time spent with you will be well worth the cost of it. If you're guided by this principle of always bringing something of value, you'll realize that there's another side of this coin. And that is, if you have nothing to leave the customer that will be of value to that customer, you probably should not make that sales call. Don't take his time for no reason. Number four, be a resource. Now, one of my clients suggested that salespeople need to be the customer search engine. You know, I couldn't agree more. Strive to be the customer's most trusted and most knowledgeable resource. The customer's source of information, not just about your product, but about the whole category of things that you sell, their applications and their advantages and their problems. Share information that is bigger than just the product or service that you sell. And if you do, then your customer will look forward to your visits and view them as valuable. Now, I realize that this is a change in thinking for a lot of sales reps, but it's a change that is coming whether you want to make it or not. Your choice is to be a leader and gain significant edge over your competition, or wait until the market forces you to change. The choice is yours. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.